From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The lead, the deadliest attack on London since World War II, a series of terrorist bombs this morning. This comes on the first day of the G8 summit meeting in Gleneagles, Scotland, and one day after London learned it will host the 2012 Olympics. Three explosions hit subway stations across the city. Another bomb blew up a double-decker bus. All this between 8:30 and 9:30 a.m. London time. Scores of people were killed, hundreds injured. Officials closed London's transit system. Here's an eyewitness account of one of the subway bombs.
People started to scream because it was a burning smell. People started saying prayers, praying to God, breaking the carriage windows with their bare hands. Women passing out, people started getting very agitated. So we were all trapped like sardines, waiting to die. And I honestly thought my time was up, as did everyone else.
At that G8 summit in Scotland, a shaken British Prime Minister Tony Blair called the attacks barbaric. Surrounded by his fellow G8 leaders, he spoke before returning to London.
Today's bombings will not weaken in any way our resolve to uphold the most deeply held principles of our societies and to defeat those who would impose their fanaticism and extremism on all of us. We shall prevail, and they shall not.
President Bush is also at that summit in Scotland, and after Mr. Blair spoke, he addressed reporters. He said the contrast between the attacks in London and the G8 summit was, quote, incredibly vivid.
On the one hand, you got people here who are working to alleviate poverty, to help rid the world of the pandemic of AIDS. They're working on ways to have a clean environment. And on the other hand, you got people killing innocent people. And the contrast couldn't be clearer between the intentions and the hearts of those of us who care deeply about human rights and human liberty. And those who kill, those who've got such evil in their heart that they will take the lives of innocent folks. This is the war on terror goes on.
A spokesman for Scotland Yard, London's Metropolitan Police Service, briefed reporters this morning and said this.
The police service received no warning about these attacks. And the police service has received no claims of responsibility from any group in connection with these attacks.
But there has been a claim for the attacks on an Islamic militant website, a previously unknown group that calls itself the Secret Organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe. It claimed the blast was a response to Britain's involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq.